This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Republican National Convention starts Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina, with party stalwarts set to renominate President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. The president is scheduled to speak four nights straight during a mix of live and virtual events. He's expected to attack Democratic opponent Joe Biden. In an AP interview, Winthrop University political science professor John Holder says the Republican National Convention will follow some routine procedure, but fewer delegates will vote in person to renominate President Trump.
Unlike the Democratic Convention, where they had people all over the country zooming in or however they produced that, they are going to have the ritual roll call of the states. It's just going to be much smaller than usual.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said she will leave the Trump administration at the end of August, citing the need to focus on her family. Her departure, about 2 months before Mr. Trump seeks re-election, comes at a crucial time for the president. The decisions by the Conways comes at a time after their 15-year-old daughter, Claudia, said on Twitter that she was seeking emancipation. Claudia has previously been outspoken on social media against her mother's views. Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised Israel's normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates, saying he hopes to see other Arab countries follow suit. Standing next to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo said, quote, "I'm very hopeful that we will see other Arab nations join in this," end quote. For more on these and all of the stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Belarusian authorities have detained two leading opposition activists who have helped spearhead a wave of protests demanding the resignation of the country's authoritarian ruler of 26 years. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The opposition's Coordination Council says the two members were picked up by police in the capital, Minsk, a move which signals President Alexander Lukashenko's determination to stifle the massive demonstrations, now entering a third week. The detention of opposition activists follows Sunday's demonstration in Minsk that drew an estimated 200,000 people, pushing for Lukashenko to step down following the August 9 election, which the opposition say was rigged. The detentions come a day after Lukashenko toted an assault rifle in a show of force as he arrived at his residence by helicopter as protesters rallied nearby. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Canada said it was demanding answers from Iran over the mistaken downing of a Ukrainian passenger jet after Tehran's, quote, "limited and selective," end quote, initial report failed to explain why it fired missiles at the plane. Ukraine International Airlines Flight 752 crashed shortly after takeoff from Tehran's main airport January 8th, killing all 176 people on board, including 55 Canadians. Iran admitted days later that its forces had accidentally shot down the Kiev-bound plane. A spokesperson for the German government said Monday it is, quote, "fairly likely," end quote, that Russian opposition figure Alexei Navalny, who is currently being treated in a Berlin hospital, was poisoned. Navalny was brought to Berlin over the weekend from Siberia, where he fell ill on a flight with what Russian doctors have blamed on a metabolic disorder. His wife visited him Sunday but did not speak to reporters. During hearings in New Zealand for the man who killed 51 people at two mosques in Christchurch last year, prosecutors said he meticulously planned his shooting rampage to maximize casualties. 29-year-old Australian Breton Tarrant has pleaded guilty to 51 murder charges, 40 charges of attempted murder, and one charge of committing a terrorist act in relation to the massacre in the city of Christchurch. He faces life in prison, possibly without parole. China said Monday it supports relevant companies and taking up legal weapons to safeguard their rights and interests after ByteDance, the Chinese parent company of video app TikTok, said it would officially file a lawsuit against the Trump administration. The foreign ministry spokesman told reporters at a daily briefing U.S. politicians' actions were organized, quote, "organized, systematic economic bullying," end quote. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.